There is no gray.
Awful lot of honkies in here.
Just black and white.
How many of you talk dirty in bed?
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
I want to kiss you.
I've been wanting to drop the hassle from my life for years. Now, I have made it official. David Hoff.
This is the truth.
I am humbled so much by the support of everybody.
When in town, guests for today's program stay near the bus station in a cardboard box next to a small puddle of urine that just won't evaporate. For reservations, just keep drinking like you have been.
This is Dannyland.
Well, hello there. How are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It all depends on when you are listening to this podcast. My name is Danny Chekolinski. I come to you from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And this is Danny Land. Before we begin the podcast, I kind of want to share something with you. And I want to ask you for your help. For those of you that don't know me, here's the deal, all right? I'm 51, going on 25. Been married twice, no kids, only child, live 10 miles from my mother, no car. I have a Harley Road King Classic loaded with chrome. It's my, basically it's my pride and joy. It really is. Even though I've wrecked the thing three times. I have severe OCD. Well, the other day, I'm in a conversation with one of my dear friends. He is 44, married, has a four-year-old, and I asked him, I said, hey, when you socialize with other people, with other couples, friends, get-togethers, what do you guys talk about? And he said, pretty much, they're kids. They compare notes. And I went, When I do this podcast, and I build this podcast, it's clear to me that I obviously need to kidnap a child. No, I'm kidding, okay? put the phone down. All right. Now here's what I'm into. News, the important stuff. I know pop culture, but I'm not really a fan of it. You know? I mean, at the end of the day, does pop culture really freaking matter? Hey, who won The Voice? Oh, I don't care. I love sports, beers, Harleys, chicken wings. So the question is, the content on Dannyland, to whom is it focused upon? Now, I say those with kids already out of the house. If you're a music fan, I guess you'd be a classic rock fan or talk show fans. Okay. Not like Hannity. He gets way too political for me. It's like, I'm not into that. Too much political content. I get bored. Same thing with sports. I don't want statistics. I want to talk about what sports fans are interested in. The sports fan lifestyle. You follow? All right. So here's the dilemma. For 20 years, I did commercial radio that targeted females and was very successful. It's like number one and, you know, all the time. All right? So I want to announce that I'm going to be shaving my Adam's apple and appearing on the cover of Vanity Fair. No. Again, it's sarcasm. Okay, good. All right. Now I'm being serious. I cannot deny the character. I have to be me. This show is about the truth, and if I ever go back to commercial radio, I'm going to insist on honesty. So what I need from you, if you don't mind, is feedback, your opinion, all right? What do you want to hear about? What don't you want to hear about? Am I screwing this thing up? Am I right on target? You can reply at the bottom of the page, all right? There's a Twitter link also on this page. And at Facebook, it's Radio Danny. And seriously, again, I appreciate that very, very much. Oh, Dan. Here's a Danny Land story before we begin. Won $100 on the football game on Monday night. Tuesday, one of my three computers, it was the laptop, right? The keyboard bust. Guess what it's going to cost? Exactly. $100. That's my life. It's a never-ending cartoon. All right, the fifth Republican debate took place the other night in Las Vegas. It was on CNN. It was moderated by Wolf Blitzer. Guy's weird-looking dude, huh? Creepy. It was the last Republican debate of the year. Now, one of the top moments came when Donald Trump answered a question from Facebook about how he'd attack the families of ISIS terrorists. All right, you follow? Then it got weird. Jeb Bush went after the way Trump's handled his campaign, and they both ended up just arguing like old men.
We have people that know what's going on. You take a look at just the attack in California the other day. There were numerous people, including the mother, that knew what was going on. They saw a pipe bomb sitting all over the floor. I would be very, very firm with families. And frankly, that will make people think, because they may not care much about their lives, but they do care, believe it or not, about their families' lives.
This is troubling because we're at war. The idea that is a solution to this is just, it's just crazy.
Honestly, I think Jeb is a very nice person, but we need tough people. We need toughness. We need intelligence, and we need tough. Jeb said when they come across the southern border, they come as an act of love.
You said in September 30th that ISIS was not a
am I
not
talking or are you talking, Jeb?
I'm talking right now. I'm talking.
You can go back. You're not talking. You interrupted me,
September 30th,
are you
going to
apologize, Jeb? No. Am I allowed to finish?
Yes, one at a time.
Excuse
go ahead,
me. Am I allowed to finish?
Go ahead, Mr. Trump.
You know, these are not debates. They're like neighbors arguing. It's like Trump was trimming a tree that had branches hanging over his fences, but the tree was in Bush's yard. Yeah. These people are all in the same party. And you wonder why nothing will ever get solved on Capitol Hill? What does Britain have? They've got, what do they call that? A monarchy, all right? I think it's nuts. Yeah, king and queen. Yeah, what are we doing? We're playing chess? Yeah, well, this stuff never happens there, ever. All right, get this, all right? A reporter in Chicago, TV guy, was covering the warm weather there on Sunday night and ended up interviewing a guy who was out jogging in the rain with his shirt off. And the ladies loved it because, the guy was, he was ripped. And his body became the story. The interview got 24,000 views before the guy even got home from his jog. And in 24 hours, it had almost 3 million views. This is on WGN in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a great day for a run, so... Too wet to wear a shirt, you know?
Too wet to wear a shirt. And you're also, like, in shorts. Like, it's like it's mid-December. How's that possible?
I know. It's awesome. I love running in the rain. And I'm also single, so...
All right. Well, we're asking the ladies of Chicago to give WGN a call.
I come back, and I already had 24,000 views by the time I got home from my run. Right. Well, I mean, it's really been crazy.
Yeah.
I have about 900 friend requests right now
that
I have to sort through.
Yeah.
Like 3,000 something comments last time I checked.
Nice.
And for the record, I'm straight.
Okay.
That's good. I don't want any questions.
Good,
about
good
that.
Okay,
clear.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I don't think.
Are you looking for love, though?
I am. Yeah,
he's not. Yeah.
You're looking for something. Why?
Yeah, keep your options open.
Now, okay. Now, do you see what I mean? This is what we care about. A shirtless guy. Jogging in the rain. Again, who won The Voice? Are the Country Music Awards on every 3 months? By the way, ISIS is going to be performing at halftime of the Super Bowl. Oh, that's great. Unbelievable. Willard Scott is retiring from the Today Show. In fact, he's retired already. He was on the show for 35 years, all right? and he's worked for NBC for the past 65 years. And here's Matt Lauer announcing the news.
And we are back on a Friday morning with some bittersweet news. After 65 years at NBC, 35 of them on this show, our beloved friend Willard Scott is retiring.
We plan to honor him big time on next Tuesday. That's his official last day. It's going to be so fun to look at some of that old footage and just reminisce. And I know you say Willard is like the inspiration of your life.
He's my second dad. He really is. And, you know, he was in the control room in Washington, D.C. the morning this show first went on the air.
Yeah.
As a page.
All right. Hey, I this is terrible, but I've got a confession to make. All right. I thought that Willard Scott died years ago. Wow. I thought it was some ratings trick. I just see Matt Lauer sitting there, you know, with those nice Florsheim shoes of his on, leaning into the corpse of Willard Scott. And what's it like being dead? What does dirt taste like? All right, that's too far. I'm sorry, all right? I'm ashamed. I'm blushing. Okay? Accept my apologies so we can move on. Thank you. All right, so get this, all right? Kurt Russell. He's been out promoting this new movie, The Hateful Eight. And he was asked about gun control in a recent interview with a reporter named Jeffrey Wells, who's, as you can imagine, he's anti-gun. And Kurt pretty much said he's against it. Kurt said that gun control isn't going to change a terrorist point of view, and anyone who thinks so is insane. And I completely agree, but this is a very interesting exchange.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list, because of terrorist connections, can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily. They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
But they've killed others that way, haven't they?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some controls.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them.
You really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? Harder? What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
How did this guy get a media pass? The interviewer. He asked Kurt Russell a question on gun control. Kurt Russell was the freaking Shaggy DA, all right? Now, he was also, don't forget about Escape from New York. He was Snake Plissken. So it would make more sense to ask Snake that question. So do that.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list because of terrorist connections can get a gun pretty easily.
Don't do it, Snake.
My name's Plissken.
Okay, I even hate to mention this story. A Las Vegas rally for Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump. Oh, it turned ugly. This was on Monday night, the eve of the Republican presidential debate, after multiple protesters interrupted the candidate's speech. Now, according to reporters at the event, this was held at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Protesters clashed with security guards as they were escorted from the room. Some of the protesters appeared to be Black Lives Matter activists and gun control supporters. At one point, as security guards attempted to remove this black dude from the rally, somebody there in attendance said, and forgive me, I'm, forgive me, light the MF'er on fire.
Light the motherfucker on fire!
You know, I think that's an interesting campaign slogan, but I think, maybe just me, but I think making America great again is much more media friendly. And again, freedom of speech, I get it. But somebody saying, light that MF-er on fire? I mean, who does that guy think he is? A Baltimore cop? Too easy. Had to take the shot. Now, let's stay with Trump. This guy's all over the news. Conservative columnist Kurt Schliester, not a fan of Donald Trump. And the other day, he compared the leading GOP candidate to a hot chick you date when you're young until you find out that she's absolutely insane. Funny clip. Here we go.
Young man, I learned that sometimes that hot chick you're dating is also completely crazy. And as much fun as it is to go out with her, it's going to end badly. That's Donald Trump, the super hottie of the I hate the GOP establishment so much I am now insusceptible to reason crew. He's sexy, he likes to party, and he absolutely puts out in the sense that he gives it to the rhinos good and hard.
You know, I was following that until you went down the bestiality road. You know, I don't know this Kurt Schliester guy, but I never want to go to the zoo with him.
Gives it to the rhinos good and hard.
Come on, Kurt, please stop it. Petting zoo is not to be taken literally, all right?
Gives it to the rhinos good and hard.
All right, I really find this next clip very disturbing. All right. A guy with Fandango talked to Star Wars fans camped out for the premiere in Los Angeles the other day. And he asked them a bunch of Star Wars trivia questions. And they all nailed them. And then he asked them easy questions from the real world. And they got nothing. All right? Take a listen to this.
What creature did Luke and Han use to stay warm in Hoth's frigid temperatures?
Oh my God. A Tauntaun.
That's right. At what temperature does water boil?
Oh, water boils at, oh my God.
Name one member of the Star Wars Galactic Senate.
Massa Maeda.
Yes. One member of the U.S. Senate.
The U.S. Senate.
Name one member of the Star Wars Galactic Senate.
Bail Organa.
Name one member of the U.S. Senate. Name one member of the Star Wars Galactic Senate.
Queen Amidala.
True. Name one member of the U.S. Senate. Who was the apprentice to Darth Plagueis the Wise?
That would have been Emperor Palpatine.
Correct. Who was the vice presidential candidate under Mitt Romney?
That's embarrassing. I do not know that.
Don't worry about
you
it.
You don't want to ask me political questions.
I don't know what he's doing to me. It seems involuntary.
All right. Now, first of all, you are camping out for a movie. All right? If you camp out, you're a Boy Scout. You go canoeing the next day. Then you sit around and you tie 35 different knots. Secondly, nobody can name anybody in the United States Senate. We care about Chewbacca, but 96 million Americans out of the workforce means nothing? Well, they're probably all in line, the 96 million, in line for the new, for the grand opening of a new Chick-fil-A, all right? Now I get it. I understand. Let's end with this here, okay? A guy in Houston. He got a bunch of friends together and blocked traffic on a busy highway. Uh-huh. So he could get out and propose to his girlfriend. Thankfully, nobody got hurt. She said yes, but he did get charged with a misdemeanor. Let's listen to these clowns.
We meant to be for each other.
In my head, I was like, who's this guy with a loud voice? He asked me to go out with him, and I said, sure.
This is exactly the same place. I stopped on my motorcycle with her, and since then she loved the view.
Why not stopping the traffic for like a couple minutes and just propose right there? She was getting ready. I told her to get her nails done too. I picked her up from the house after that with all my friends, and then everybody followed me.
I was like, babe, you have people following us.
There were about 8 cars with me, and then we just lined up 4 and 4 and we stopped. And when I told her to get out of the car, she was like, no, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm like,
I was just in shock, so I didn't really know what to say.
Love makes you do stupid things.
I will never forget it forever. It was like the best moment. I love him. I do.
And I love you too, babe.
Oh, yes. I love romance. I love a good love story. And thank God the Border Patrol was looking the other way. Yeah. Sorry. Sometimes it hurts. It really does. That's all we got for you this time around on Danny Land. My name, Danny Chekalinsky. Feedback. That's important. I want to hear from you. What is important? What do you want to hear about, okay? It's Danny Chek. C like a Charlie, Z like a Zebra, EK, that's the Twitter. And there's a click right here on the page. Reply, you can reply at the bottom of the page. And it's Radio Danny on Facebook, okay? Thanks a lot, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboying.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!